Now look at verse 27, because we're going to look at some applications in the New Testament. It says in verse 27, the princes, the governors, and the captains, and king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Now go to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. So keep all of those events that we just read about in Daniel chapter 3 in mind. Go to Luke chapter 21. We understand that when we study end times Bible prophecy, one of the key chapters in the New Testament to study, aside from the book of Revelation, is Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, right? Now look at Luke 21 and verse number 12. This is referring to instructions dealing with end times, tribulation, etc. It says in verse 12, but before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings, and rulers for my sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Now look what it says in verse 14. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. What does Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say? We are not careful to answer thee in this matter, O King Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because they've already settled it in their hearts. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. In other words, they're going to see them delivered and it's just like, mouth shut. It's like, obviously this is God. Okay? And ye shall be betrayed by both parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But look what it says in verse number 18. But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Do you remember what happened in Daniel chapter 3? Not even a hair was singed. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the thoroughness of God's deliverance. God says, don't even worry. Not even your hair is going to perish. You know, some of you don't got to worry about that, amen? You're like, wow, great, you know. Guess that promise doesn't apply to me. In your patience, possess ye your souls. So what do we see in Daniel chapter 3? We see a symbolic representation of God's deliverance in the end times, is it not?